Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Old School is back in effect. We're live here at 1040 O Street. The Heisman question. Who's the favorite? Who's your guys' favorite? Or DP's asking, who's our favorite to win? Obviously, whoever's the best player or best quarterback on the national championship team, probably. My pick, I think Quinn Ewers is the easy pick. I think Carson Beck's going to win.
Okay. Austin, what do you got?
Yeah, I like where Jay's head's at. I mean, I think you have to factor Dylan Gabriel into the conversation.
Yep.
Just because of numbers. If Shadur puts up the numbers he's supposed to, he'll get some buzz. My dark horse is our Luther Burden from Missouri, Teteroa McMillan from Arizona, if Arizona comes in and makes a splash, Cam Rising, potentially, if Utah makes a run year one in the Big 12. But I'm going to bring it back to the Big 10 for the guy I feel best about in this group, Judkins, transferring in from Ole Miss. I know it's Henderson's room because he's been there for a couple years, but Judkins brings the lightning to Henderson's thunder in that backfield. If Will Howard's the winning quarterback in the national championship game for Ohio State, I just don't think he's flashy enough.
Yeah.
I think if it comes from the national champion, I would take Ohio State right now, and I think Judkins is going to be the best offensive player on that team.
Yeah, I like that pick.
Well, I think
I'm going to stay with Carson Beck.
I think Milrow has the
something
best
to say.
Has the greatest momentum and the
sure.
greatest surrounding cast. Of course, Jay knows I'm a huge Cam Rising fan.
Yeah.
Along the way, I think he certainly in the conversation, and makes me and intrigues me a little bit. But I kept thinking about this. This is a year where a sneaky Heisman winner could happen.
Yeah, that definitely could.
Right?
Daniels?
Jackson Dart.
I was just about to say
that. Ole Miss is not known. They're not the easiest team to scout. Right? And they have three mega opportunities. Whatever he does well against the Big Three, he has a chance to out.
Yeah.
One, he's going to have to outshine three of the people we just named.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he has a tremendous opportunity.
Right.
Or like opportunities.
It's up to him.
Yeah.
It's up to him. I'm not sure anybody else has as much. Like, Cam Rising's just going to have to beat up on people that even if he shows out, you're going to say, yeah, I'm not really surprised, Utah knocked off Kansas State, like, we're okay. Everybody else, who we?
You know who else could really, Cam Ward, if Miami plays to what my dad thinks they're going to play, and Cam Ward plays like my dad says, and he says he's heard that he's going to play, it's Cam Ward's Heisman to lose. Yeah, so, you know, I think he has a tremendous, I think, like, I'm going to piggyback on what DP says. I think like I'm going to say, like with the sneaky one, I think it's going to be somebody more times or more this year than not that takes a team that like maybe hasn't reached expectations in years past, and they beat them this year. So like Miami, right? Everybody goes. Miami had a pretty good season for them last year, but everybody remembers you ran the ball three times against Georgia Tech and you end up losing the game, right? That messed up your whole getting to a better bowl game. Everybody's bought into Mario Cristobal. He had the thing where like if your parents are calling coaches, if you want to leave, you know what? We got an Uber outside. All that would have been to the wayside. But then you went out and had one of the best pickups, which people forget. Cam Ward was a foregone. You got to think. Cam Ward started the first domino in the college quarterback free agency period and never stepped foot in Columbus, Ohio. The reason why McCord jumped in the portal so quick, because it was a guarantee or supposed a guarantee that Cam Ward was getting $1 million. Because remember, he Washington State with the whole thing, they blew up. He was going there, and then he went to Miami. I think he also visited Florida State. DJ goes down there, and
They thought he was going to Oklahoma. Then they thought he was going to Texas.
Yeah, they were going to a lot of places. Then they thought he was going to Florida State.
Right.
Then he ended up back in Miami. But they're ranked 20th now. If Miami reaches their potential and they get up in the top 10,
Who's their biggest rival? Who's the other team in the ACC? Because Miami could crap the bed. Mm-hmm. If they don't, it's Florida State and DJ.
It's them Canes.
It's DJ. If DJ leads the Noles, he's standing up there. He's definitely there on the podium. Because
that's the Heisman game right there. If those two if both teams are playing good.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy. And watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Because nobody else from the ACC.
October 26th, that the Heisman is on the line.
Not the Kate Klubnick breakout.
No.
Not the Drew Aller or nope. Nicholas Allen, Catron Allen, Nicholas Singleton breakout for Penn State.
This is it. In the ACC, it's Florida State, Miami. It's not nobody from Clemson. I don't think the quarterback from Clemson can have a good enough year.
Dabba won't let him. Right? They don't even okay. Clemson's offense will never let him be Heisman worthy. But that game October 26th, let me see when this game is.
I'm going to push back on that last point. I mean, what? Garrett Riley, OC at TCU, right? Max Duggan was Heisman worthy.
Well, we can forget. Right. Yeah, I have to rethink that Stanford and Cal are in the ACC. Stop it. Like, my brain has to process.
If both teams are doing, like, Florida State already has, a standard and potential based on what they did last year, but they didn't finish well.
Here's a good pull from the text line. Ollie Gordon III from Oklahoma State. Yeah,
if they
if playoff team, again, he's in the convo.
But it's kind of like, Cam Rising. They have got to upset some people. They got to win Bedlam, and he has to have a great game against Bedlam if they still play Oklahoma.
I know we need to give away some Salt Dogs tickets.
We just got them for Sunday,
right? For Sunday. I have a trivia question that I think may even stump you two. All right, the only person to be a head coach for teams in college football, the NFL, the USFL, World Football League, and Canadian Football League. He's also in the College Football Hall of Fame as a player. Who is he?
That's like 85 leagues.
Uh-huh.
All you got to do is look at the USFL. I don't even know who their coaches were.
It doesn't take you long to roll call in this list. College Football Hall of Fame as a player, coached in college football, the NFL, USFL, World Football League, and Canadian Football League. Uh-huh. It is a list, man.
Austin, you know who that is?
I do not. I'm still thinking it through.
Not who Mike that? Riley, not Spurrier, not Bob Stoops.
Dang.
Great guesses. 402-466-4685. Great guesses. 4-5-6-8-5.
I don't even know who else coached in that.
Here's the thing. Remember, he was also a College Football Hall of Famer as a player. And that's the part that tricked me, because I don't think of him as a College Football Hall of Famer.
He must have been a kicker.
This is
I'm just trying to figure out who would coach in all them leagues.
All those leagues, right? Veteran guy. It is a name you would know.
Jim Moore?
No. Not Mike Ditka.
Playoff.
Oh, Ditka's going to be my guest.
Mike Ditka.
Yeah, Herm? Jim Mora?
Nope.
No, not Jim Mora.
Not Jim Mora, not Herm.
Herm didn't coach in the USFL.
Pull up the coaches. As Jay Foreman said, pull up the coaches from the USFL, maybe more importantly, pull up the coaches from the World Football League. Who is it? Write it on the board. Yeah, it is not Mark Richt. So not Richt, not Spurrier, not Ditka, not Riley.
World Football League. What?
World Football League, USFL. I'm trying to think which league had fewer coaches.
Oh, Jack Pardee.
There it is.
Yeah.
Nice. There it is. Jack Pardee was voted.
He was linebacker.
Uh-huh. Yeah, voted in the College Hall of Fame in 1986.
Yeah.
Coached in the USFL, coached in the NCAA, coached in the USFL, World Football League, and Canadian
Jack Pardee. Hey, Jack Pardee was for real as a player, though.
Oh, look, listen. He was George Allen's favorite player.
He was right out of your cage, Jack.
Look, and he ran like an old man when he was 24.
Yeah.
Like, he ran the same way. Yeah.
No, 24. No gloves, no nothing. Hey, hairy arms. I'm here to do work. You know what I mean, Austin?
Yep.
Fingers going here, there, and everywhere.
Oh, yeah. He got those 70s linebackers fingers. Like, which way are we going? Yeah. I don't know.
Yep. I'm talking about, you got to go this way. You pointing over there.
Oh, yeah. Jack Pardee.
Yeah, man. That's good. That's a good one, man. You saw this stumping. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break, come back, put a bow on this first hour. And then on live radio, we're going to turn over to the Royals. And then we're going to go on the stream at the 5 o'clock hour. But before that, we're going to have a quick break, and then we'll have a quick segment, and then we're going to the stream. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, we'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.